listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Cause even That's Aerosmith. We're Trill Mix. Gray here with you for hour two of today's morning show. Good morning. Good morning. A 23rd of July. I might not call beautiful. It's muggy and cloudy out there. Buyer beware. But hey, wear the right clothing, and what day isn't beautiful? Just like they say over in Minnesota, no such thing as bad weather, only bad clothing. We're going to get back to the six-pack that's starting the 7 o'clock hour. Quick reminder, we've got a keyword today for laid-back summer. That keyword is music. And wouldn't you know it, I've got some for you. Here's the Stray Cats. Keyword is music. Text it to us through the Civic Media app.
Trail Mix 103.1.
We hear the voices sing, the book of It's your half of the flesh and blood that makes me whole. I need you so. So take these broken wings and learn to fly again. Learn to live so free. When we hear the voices sing, the book of love will open up and let us in. Yeah. Let us in. All I know that you're half of the flesh and blood that makes me whole. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So take these broken wings and learn to fly again. Learn to live so free. And when we hear
spinning around, I can't see clear no more. What do you want?
Park Falls, and Glidden. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
What you got is all so sweet. now. Close your eyes and try to dream. Clear your mind and do your best to try and wash the valley clean. We can't begin to know it, how much we really care. I hear your voice inside me. I see your face everywhere. Still you say we belong to the light.
Pat Benatar on Trail Mix. We belong. We belong right here listening to music from the 80s, the 90s, the now. Just before Pat there, it was ZZ Top. Give me all your lovin'. Ellie Goulding and Mr. Mister 2 making up that six-pack to start the hour. So, laid-back summer, giving away a recliner, a $600 value from Shawamigan Home Furnishings in Park Falls. Need to be present to win. Present when and where? Friday, August 1st at Flamborama. Chances are you're probably going to be there anyway. But just to be double sure, if you are going to be there, text us the keyword today, music, if you haven't already qualified. We're picking 12 total qualifiers, one per day, last qualifier being picked on the 30th. So we're about a week away, not quite halfway through our qualifiers. I still do need to get you an updated list. I know I had the first couple names for you, but at this point, I think we've got five or six. So later in the morning show, we'll see if I can't get you an updated list and shout out those lucky local listeners who have added themselves to that qualifier list. We've got local news coming up next. Text us the keyword music through the Civic Media app before midnight today if you haven't already qualified. If you have already qualified, rest easy. Enjoy the music and a check of the weather up next after news and Civic Media's own Mike Clements. Some sports at a level of insider info that, wow, it would be illegal if it were Wall Street, but thank goodness it's sports with Civic Media's Mike Clements.
Trail Mix 103.1.
The Packers open camp. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the Packers training camp got started this morning. Competition for jobs on the roster. Rashid Walker knows he'll be competing for his job, even though he was the starting left tackle all last season.
You know, the NFL, we have a long offseason, so I've been itching to just get back and just, you know, prove myself once again. I feel like that mindset could be contagious to the rest of the team. And, you know, if everybody's clicking on the same page, I feel like we can do great things this year.
Baseball. The Brewers losing to the Mariners in Seattle 1-0. Cal Raleigh, with his 39th home run of the season, he leads the major leagues. Pat Murphy asked, why did he pull his starting pitcher, the Miz, Jacob Mizorowski, out of the game halfway through the fourth inning?
The kid knows we've got his best interests in mind, and we're going to try to do everything we can to keep him away from any situations that could lead to overuse or putting him in danger of exposing himself or getting hurt.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 103.1 Trail Mix, and I'm Austin Brume here with your local news highlights. County Highway GG will be undergoing resurfacing between State Highway 13 and Mellon to Quarry Road over the next 2 weeks. This work will be completed using flaggers to direct traffic through lane closures. Motorists should expect travel delays and might want to consider using an alternate route. Once again, from July 22nd, that was yesterday, through to August 1st, maintenance crews will be resurfacing approximately 4 miles of County Highway GG between State Highway 13 and Mellon to Quarry Road over the next 2 weeks. The work will be completed using flaggers to direct traffic through lane closures. Motorists should expect travel delays and might want to consider using an alternate route. I'm Austin Brumain. These have been your local news highlights on Trailmix 103.1. For more news, visit trailmix.fm.
When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
Are you a veteran, or a dependent, or a survivor of a veteran? The Price County Veterans Service Office is committed to helping all veterans and their families. You may be eligible for benefits through the PACT Act, a new law that expands VA health care and benefits for veterans exposed to Agent Orange, burn pits, and other toxic substances. The office's mission is to assist veterans and their dependents in understanding and obtaining benefits provided by all levels of government. They are committed to advocating for veterans. Call 715-339-2545 or email them today at cvso@co.price.wi.us. to set up an appointment.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? As in, really looked at them? Veterans who bravely served our country deserve the benefits they've earned and life-saving support when they need it. We know that no one can do this alone, and we're stronger when we work together. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our network of partners, like your local county veteran service officer, we can help connect veterans with services such as education, employment, mental health services, veteran ID, long-term care, and more. We stand ready to serve you. For more information, call 1-800-WIS-VETS or visit wisvets.com. That's wisvets.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
We have a chance of showers and thunderstorms with some locally heavy rain and the potential for a few strong to severe storms later today into tonight. Hail and wind, even an isolated tornado or two possible. Be weather aware later today and tonight. Our high this afternoon, 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
The man to pour the coffee, and he fills it only halfway. And before I even argue, he is looking out the window at somebody coming in. It is always nice to see you, says the man behind the counter to the woman come in. She is shaking her umbrella, and I look the other way as they are kissing their hellos, and I'm pretending not to see them, and instead I pour the milk. I open up the paper. There's a story of an actor who had died while he was drinking. Was no one I had heard of, and I'm turning to the horoscope and looking for the funnies when I'm feeling someone watching me, and so I raise my head.
she does not really see me, cause she sees her own reflection. And I'm trying not to notice that she's hitching up her skirt, and while she's straightening her stockings, her hair has gotten wet. The morning, as I'm listening to the bells of the cathedral, I am thinking of your voice.
With Greg Gunderson.
If you can see, yeah, the numbers all go to 11. Look, right across the board. 11, oh, 11,
and most of
11,
and then amps go up to 10.
Exactly.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it? It's not 10.
Trail Mix 103.1.
We'll be right back.
Scorpions on Trail Mix. No One Like You following DNA. Tom's Diner, of course. The Clash coming up next. We're going to rock the Casbah here on Trail Mix. And then to finish the hour, as always, the Sorta Sports Report. We'll hit sports hard after 8, so we've got a transition. Gently, a gradient. Tessellation. There's the word of the day. We're going to tessellate into sports. That's after 3 more. Here's the Clash.
You have to let that raga grow. The oil down the desert way has been shaken to the top. The shaky drove his Cadillac. He went cruising down the hill. The prison was a standing on the radiator grill.
This girl is on fire.
The right mix for Park Falls and Phillips. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
You and I in a little toy shop, buy a bag of balloons with the money we've got, set them free at the break of dawn. To one by one they were gone. Back at base, box in the software, flash the message, something's out there floating in the summer sky. 99 red balloons go by.
Nane on Trail Mix with 99 Red Balloons. Alicia Keys just before with Girl on Fire, and we rocked the Casbah in the middle of the 7 o'clock hour. Time for a sort of sports report. Got a special one for you today. This one, a lawsuit. A Chargers fan, LA Chargers of the NFL. A fan has filed a lawsuit because the team has their season opener this season against the Chiefs in Brazil. A fan by the name of Devin Abney is accusing the Chargers of breach of contract and false advertising. And at this point, when I first read this, I thought, oh boy, this is going to get spiked down into the dirt. But it got a little weird. Abney points out the Chargers policy, which apparently states, quote, if the team plays the game elsewhere than SoFi Stadium, or if it is canceled and not rescheduled, the sole remedy shall be refund of the original ticket purchase price. And apparently, end quote, but when apparently Abney asked the Chargers for a refund since it's not at SoFi Stadium, Abney is looking, they denied the refund. Now, here's my big question. that quote from whatever contract it is or policy doesn't account for an away game. Not every team can, only half the teams can have a home game to start the season. And so that policy has to account for years where the Chargers start with an away game. So does that, I mean, the other wrinkle, even if that's the case, I know that when they do these overseas games like Brazil, Ireland, London, technically one team is still considered the home team, one is considered the away team. And honestly, I'm not sure what that affects much aside from uniforms, but that might be relevant here. As usual, I know just enough to be confused. A weird lawsuit happening in the NFL for Sort of Sports today. Weather up next.
Trail Mix 103.1.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving northern Wisconsin communities since 1953. Hi, I'm Sally. Starting from the basement of Lawrence Draxler's home to a commercial building on Highway 13 in Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, today our longevity is member-owned, driven, backed by an experienced financial team, a strong board, and volunteer groups who put the members and community first. How far we have come. You can still write a check, walk in and make a deposit, get a loan, withdraw money, save money, or you can utilize our advanced services by using remote deposit, mobile, and online banking, online bill pay, and also apply for a loan online, all in your PJs at your own convenience. Northwoods Community Credit Union, membership required, federally insured by NCUA.
We have a chance of showers and thunderstorms with some locally heavy rain and the potential for a few strong to severe storms later today into tonight. Hail and wind, even an isolated tornado or two possible. Be weather aware later today and tonight. Our high this afternoon, 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
I got my first real